This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says Britain is against the use of cluster munitions, a statement coming a day after President Joe Biden agreed to send those weapons to Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
The Prime Minister said the UK does not agree with the use of the controversial weapons.
The UK is signatory to a convention which prohibits the production or use of cluster munitions and discourages their use.
The convention banning the use of the bombs has been joined by more than 120 countries. The United States, Russia and Ukraine are among those who have not signed on. Sunak is due to meet Biden in London on Monday ahead of a NATO summit. Whilst there, the president is likely to face questions from allies on why the U.S. would send a weapon into Ukraine that more than two-thirds of alliance members have banned. Cluster munitions have a track record for causing many civilian casualties. Karen Chamas, London.
The Republican leaders of three prominent House committees are joining forces to investigate the Justice Department's handling of charges against the president's son, Hunter.
The chairman of the House Judiciary, Oversight, and Ways and Means Committees have launched a combined investigation into whistleblower claims of improper interference in the federal tax case surrounding Hunter Biden. They're seeking voluntary testimony from senior officials at the Justice Department, FBI, and IRS. Based on whistleblower claims, there was a slow walking of investigative steps and delaying tactics before the 2020 election. The Justice Department has been denying the whistleblower claims. Last month, Attorney General Merrick Garland said the federal prosecutor who led the investigation
was given complete authority to make all decisions on his own.
Hunter Biden has agreed to a plea deal in the tax case against him. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Poland began moving over 1,000 troops to the east of the country Saturday, according to the defense minister, amid rising concern that their NATO member, that the presence of Wagner Group fighters in Belarus could lead to increased tensions on the border. Russian President Vladimir Putin's decision to offer mercenary fighters of Yevgeny Prigozhin's Wagner Group the choice of relocating to Belarus has led to fears among Eastern NATO members that their presence will cause greater instability in the region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky marked the 500th day of the war by hailing the country's soldiers in a video from a Black Sea island that became the symbol of Ukraine's resilience in the face of the Russian invasion. Speaking at a video from Snake Island released Saturday, Zelensky honored the Ukrainian soldiers who fought for the island and all other defenders of the country. Hundreds of protesters took to the streets of Seoul Saturday during a visit to South Korea by the head of the UN nuclear watchdog aimed at calming fears over Japan's plan to discharge treated radioactive water from its tsunami-hit Fukushima plant. Olivia Chan has more details.
Rafael Grossi, Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, met with South Korean Foreign Minister Park Jin on Saturday. Park told Grossi that Seoul's consistent position was that contaminated water should be verified for safety and treated in a manner that complies with international law and standards. That's according to a statement from the ministry. South Korea's government has said it respected the IAEA's report and that its own analysis had found the release will not have any meaningful impact on its waters. Despite that, a ban on food and seafood products from the Fukushima region would remain in place.
Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has met with his Colombian counterpart Gustavo Petro to build momentum for upcoming regional summit on the Amazon rainforest and enhance efforts for its protection. The encounter took place in Colombia's Leticia, a small town in the Amazon's triple border region between Colombia, Brazil, and Peru, where organized crime has recently increased its hold. Brazilian authorities say an apartment building condemned for more than a decade but used by homeless people collapsed in Brazil's northeastern state, killing 14 people, including six children. The building in the suburb crumbled in the early hours of Friday, prompting a frantic search for victims. Firefighters said Saturday that searchers combed through the rubble with the help of sniffer dogs and rescued two 15-year-old girls and a 65-year-old woman. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.